Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1115, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're middle of the halachas of Shinoi, Mokaim, and we're in the beginning stages. We're trying to explain the Sfarish Abay, in other words, how it works, what it's all about, before we actually get into the quote-unquote nitty-gritty, the halachas themselves, and the actual cases, and go through, you know, one by one, the many, many hundreds of cases that, which come up, and how it works. Okay, but the main concept we want to understand, and we started talking about last year, the first part of it today, I just want to talk about the second part. The first part was, basically, if you ate a kezias of a type of food whereby you will halachically have to make the afterbracha in that place. For example, bread, matzah, or challah, right? I ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period, which we said we'll talk about that fact itself. They have to eat the kezayis, but you ate a kezayis of the bread, challah, matzah under a 4-minute period b'chdei achilas pras. You now establish the place, and thereby meaning that you halachically have to come back and bench, say birchas hamazon in the place whereby you ate, right? Which we spoke about in the past. Now, since you're halachically connected to that place, because you have to come back, according to halach, and bench over there. Therefore, when you come back, if you had to walk down the block or whatever the reason is to pick up your child or whatever the case is, right? We said, l'chatchila, one should try not to leave the place, but if they had to, whatever, now when they come back, they would not have to make a new hamoitzi. The same thing applies, we said, to mezonos, right? The chamesh minidagan, spelt oats, we said wheat and so on, right? So you have cookies, let's say cake, not only bread, challah matzah, but also cookies, cake, pretzels, these type of things. Also the mezonos family, you come back, you go out, you come back, once you ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, if you have to go outside, once you come back, you would not have to make a new mezonos again, because you have to halachically make the alhamichya in the place where you ate. According to halacha, you ate, you know, more than the kezayis of cake, cookies, pretzels, whatever it is, you have to make a alhamichya, ate it under a 4-minute period. You have to make alhamichya, according to halacha, you have to make in the place where you ate, and you have to come back to that place to make it where you ate. That's the halacha. So since that applies, now the first bracha also, in case for whatever reason you had to run down the block, when you come back, you would not have to remake the new bari mina mezonos, because you are still connected to the place. Now, to flip it the other way, when you have huadoma, and you have ha'etz, and you have a shahakol, which is actually a bari nefashos, the bracha, the after bracha of bar nefashos, right, or anything whereby you have to make a bar nefashos, let's put it like that. Once you have to make a bar nefashos, according to halacha, you did not have to make it in the place whereby you ate. You should, it's a good idea to do it, right, but the quote-unquote, according to halacha, right, if I'm 5 blocks away, do I have to go back to the place where I ate if to make my bar nefashos? No, you can make it, according to halacha, you can make it in the place wherever you're at. The Chai Adam just says, Mishbura quotes it, that one should be careful. We mentioned this many times. Again, we always chazer these things over. One should be careful to make it before they leave in the place where they ate, just as a good idea, that to make sure that you don't forget and so on. But according to halacha, it's only whereby you have to bench in the place where you ate, and the alhamichya, and we're going to see also alha'etz, and alhagef, and possibly also. Okay, we'll try and talk about those things. But bar nefashos for sure, according to halacha, you do not have to make in the place where you ate. Therefore, if you find yourself 5 blocks away, you do not have to walk back. You just make it right there. So since one does not have to make the bar nefashos, which is after eating or drinking shahakal, right? The right shear, the right amount, like we said, bechdei achilas pras, kezayis, or the shear on a drink would be to drink a revius, which is again roughly 3 ounces, bechdei shesia, which is roughly the amount of time it takes a person to drink two gulps with a small pause in between, but the evet up to 4 minutes. But one should try and be careful to the fact that they drink, when they drink a drink, let's say soda, orange juice, whatever, that they had a span where they drank a revius, which is roughly 3 ounces, which is not a lot, in some sort of in the time it took them to drink two gulps with one small pause in between, l'chatchila for sure. Okay, it's not like we said, b'chdei achilas pras up to a 4-minute period. Now, just getting back to our subject. So now, since you have to, you did that, or you ate the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras under the 4 minutes of chocolate or an apple, right, or hadama, you ate potatoes, whatever, just giving some examples. Now, you have to make a bar nefashos. Now you have to make a bona fides, but it does not have to be halachically in that place. So since it's not halachically in that place, there is no connection. You left, I went down the block, there's no connection to the original place. Now I come back into my house, I continue eating my potatoes, I need a new hadama, right? I'm drinking my coffee, the famous case of the coffee, right? I'm drinking, even though I drank a revias, so I ate a kazayas of potatoes under a 4 minute period, no problem. I ate a kazayas of the potatoes, I ate an apple, I ate a whole apple, right? I want to eat another apple. I ate a half an apple, which is more than a kazayas, bechtei achilas pras. I ate it in the 4 minute period. So when I come back, I want to eat the other half of the apple. You need a new bracha, right? You'll say, what do you mean? I had it in mind. We're going to see having a mind doesn't help. But the problem is, since you're not connected anymore, right? It's a bona fides, whereby halacha, you can make it in wherever you're at. You don't have to make it in that place. You lose the connection. So if I'm drinking the coffee and I drank, and even if I drank enough, and now I walk down the block, I come back, right? I come back to my place. I need a new shahakal, because of the fact that even though I did drink enough, it doesn't help, because the bona fides you can make anywhere. Therefore, the connection is automatically cut off. So that's basically to sum it up in a nutshell. Thank you for listening. Atzlacham bracha, kol tov.